All right. So this is my response in response to your response to my response to your response to my response to your response. I really appreciate you saying that my voice is attractive. I'm so glad that you're able to see the good in it that I'm not. But yeah, part of it does go back to loving yourself and, you know, being confident in yourself and who you are and everything, which I'm working on, right? I'm working on that. That's why it definitely helps to hear the, you know, the compliments that people have to say about me. Honestly, like I said before, it still blows my mind that people like it. Especially attractive women like you. But I know, right? It's crazy that I am almost as old as I am. Like, honestly, that's how I am with my like, just my looks by myself, too. I get mistaken for, like, 25, 26 a lot. And it's been like that ever since I was younger. Like, I go back and I look at my high school pictures, especially, like, when I was a freshman and stuff. I look like a little kid. I look like a fucking baby. I look so young. And even as I got older, you know, like, I've always looked young. I've always looked young. I've always sounded young. It still throws people off. The only time that I actually feel my age is when I try and do any type of exercise. Like, even just, like, doing jumping jacks, I'll start breathing heavy. Like, obviously, I'm sure part of that is just being out of shape and not having a good diet. Unfortunately, I don't really cook all that much. I know how to make, like, pasta and things like that, but, like, complicated dishes, none. I'm not really good at that, unfortunately. Sorry in advance. I know that I'm not everything that you hoped I would be, but unfortunately, there's one of the things that I am not, and I am not a good cook. But if you want to go back to standard gender roles, or sex roles, if you will, you like to cook, so you could always cook for me, right? No, I'm just kidding. So I don't know what that was there just now, but that definitely was not a Southern accent. Being a non-native English speaker, I'm sure being able to do those accents is difficult, but a regular Southern accent would sound something like this. Oh boy, howdy, we gonna go down to the saloon, we gonna wrangle us some cows and some sheep, and after that we gonna cook us a big old steak, and we gonna have us some taters. It's gonna be a great old time. That there is an example of a Southern accent in the U.S. Yeah, you're definitely right about that. I'm a horny bastard, you're a horny bastard, we're all horny bastards here. We wouldn't be here if it wasn't for that, right? And I can definitely, I've always appreciated sexuality in women. Like, it's still, appreciated is one way to put it. It still surprises me sometimes. Like, it's always been harder for me to get out of that mindset. Oh my god, women are sexual, oh my god, women masturbate, oh my god, you have toys, what? It's so funny, it's like, I'm almost 34 years old, and there are still some parts of my brain that are so childish. Oh, find me sexy, huh? You think I'd be really good at teasing you? You know what? I think so, too. Especially with how easy you'd make it. You say that even just a simple touch on the arm, simple caress of the thigh, maybe even going to the insides of your thighs, getting closer to your pussy, not touching it all the way, not just going ahead and sticking my cock inside you, kissing you all over, licking you all over, teasing you. You'd make it so easy for me. All that would cause you to moan so much, and I could tell just from your facial expression how much you would hate it, how much you'd be begging for it, but I wouldn't give it to you right away. No. No, I wouldn't do that. It does seem to be a common theme is that younger women tend to like older men. Which for me, it tends to work out. Just being an older man myself, it's like I automatically get that daddy status. You know what I mean? And that can come in handy. That can really be useful. Can it? Hmm. It does sound like it was a pretty rough upbringing, having to take care of your sibling at such a young age. But that definitely, having to shoulder that responsibility, it definitely matures you, for sure. Oh yeah, definitely. I definitely get the sense that you're mentally more mature than the people your age. In my line of work, I deal with a lot of younger people, and I can tell those people that despite their age, that they've got a good head on their shoulders. And I could definitely tell you're mature, responsible, take care of yourself, you know yourself. Yeah, me too. When it comes to emotions and stuff like that, at least, like interests, hobbies, my personality, I'm definitely very childish. Like, I don't consider myself like early 30s. I really don't, honestly. Like, mentally, I think of myself as being like 10 plus years younger than I actually am. Like, and I feel like that does seem, this seems to be a pretty common thing with a lot of people my age nowadays. It's like, a 30-year-old isn't what a 30-year-old was 30 years ago, right? Like, 30-year-olds that I know, like, my personal friends that I have that are around my same age group, right? We all, like, play video games. We all play board games. We play card games. We do all this stuff, you know? It's like, at the end of the day, we handle our business, right? We handle our life. We handle our finances. We handle all that. But then at the end of the day, we still know how to have fun, too, at the same time. So it's like, you don't really grow out of being a kid. You still have your childish interests, and anybody that tries to deny that for the sake of quote unquote growing up, well, they're, you know, that's not right. But I feel like that kind of mindset is slowly going away as more and more childish and quote unquote childish interests tend to become more popular, right? Like comics, video games, movies, stuff like that. So when it comes to the BDSM stuff, yeah, we would have a lot of fun. I've never personally done stuff like that, but I have a belt. I have several belts. And in a makeshift situation, a belt can be used as a whip. But which side I use, I suppose, is up to me, isn't it? Whether I decide I'm going to hit you with the leather side or if I decide I'm going to hit you with the metal side. It'll all be up to how I'm feeling at the time. You like choking on things, huh? Well, I definitely have something that I could choke you with. Anyway. Yeah. I've always been pretty sexual from an early age, too. I'd say, I think mine probably started when I was like 13 or so. And back then, you know, you had online chat rooms. I did a lot of RP. I was into anime and stuff like that. So I did a lot of that, like ERP type stuff. And then as I got older, I had a lot of like internet friends that, you know, I'd send nudes to and stuff like that. And then, but I didn't actually lose my virginity until I was 22. I came home from overseas and one of my college friends, we were having a little like hangout. One of their houses, I don't remember whose it was, but she was like, yeah, we're gonna go home, we're gonna fuck. And I looked over and I'm like, what? And then yeah, sure enough, we fucked. It was the strangest thing, though. She insisted on anal. This might be TMI, but whatever, it's fine. No, but yeah, like you said, nobody's gonna listen to this anyway except you. But she insisted on anal. I had to use a condom, of course. Didn't really have any lube on hand. And she said that I was too good to use her pussy, which I guess was supposed to mean that it was maybe like a self-confidence thing or something like that. At the time, I was, you know, I was like, okay, then we'll just do anal. It was okay. It wasn't anything special. But yeah, that was my first time. Sex part of Monster Girls is too extreme, but you said you'd fuck a snake. That doesn't add up. If you could, what would be your number one monster, girl or boy to fuck. Or I suppose I should rephrase that. What would be the one to fuck you? Because at the end of the day, you would be the receiver, right? You wouldn't be the one taking control. It's not who you are, is it? Anyway, moving on. Yeah. Yeah, kids are cruel for sure. I've never understood it either. It's just, they just don't like things that are different from them. That's how it is. And when I was younger, so I know I talked a lot about, like, you know, things in your past that shape who you are. I was bullied a lot. I had an older brother that would mistreat me a lot all the time. Like, he would just beat the shit out of me just for no reason. I think, well, part of it was my attention-seeking behavior. I guess I got on his nerves, so he would just beat me up for it. And then there were certain points where I would have friends from school, and then he would convert them into his friends, and then they would all pick on me and stuff. So that was fun. So I had to learn how to deal with that. And then over time, like, me and my brother, we're good now. Like, we love each other. That was years and years and years ago. I'm not saying it didn't affect me as a person, but it definitely affected me as a person. I've had lifelong self-confidence issues because of that. So I'm kind of the opposite of that when it comes to, you said you were extroverted. I'm an extroverted introvert. I want to be around people, but I also don't want to be around people. So it's like, it's this constant battle that's waging on inside me, you know? Oh, I appreciate that. Thank you so much. Yeah. You'd be a fun partner too. Going to a psychiatrist. I know. I guarantee I have a lot of unresolved trauma. I just haven't found the time out of my day to actually, or like the motivation, I guess, to do it. Because, like, you know, I've had to convince people to go seek mental health treatment, and there's always this stigma around it. Like, you know, men, right, are going to be seen as weak for doing it, or men always have to just push on and just push their feelings to the side. Like, it's such a common, that common, like, general, I guess, sexual. But that's why, you know, I just push on day by day, you know. Difficult to orgasm? I've never had that problem. Well, I don't want to say never, but I would say on the opposite end of the spectrum, it's very easy to get me to come. Oh my god, especially if somebody else is trying to get me to come. I don't have, well, I cannot remember what it's called right now. I just had to consult some friends on Discord just now and be like, what the hell is it called? Because I cannot remember for life me what it's called. Premature ejaculation. One person said speed nut. One person said winning the race. So squirt tastes sweet, huh? You've tasted your own? This throat's really hot. Yeah, I get that. I get that about regular urine. Here's the thing about me, though. I drink a lot of water. A lot of water. So I feel like if I did piss on you, I mean, so here's the thing. You don't have to taste it, right? I mean, I could piss on your face. Or I could piss on your body. I guess it's up to me. Yeah, the Nine Inch Nails song. Yeah, the climate, is that right? Yeah, I love hearing about the climate. Yeah, I love hearing about the climate and absolutely nothing else. That's actually an interesting fact about Argentina. I didn't know that. Thank you for that interesting fact today. I would thank you for being honest with me, but you hid it behind a bunch of fake coughs. So you weren't exactly 100% honest, but it's okay. I still got the message loud and clear. You know what? I'm not going to condense this audio. I'm not going to be like you. I just said 15 minutes. And I'm just going to keep it going until I'm done talking, because I also enjoy talking a lot. But I'm not ashamed of it. Thank you again for calling me hot. I really don't feel it, but thank you. I do appreciate it, though, honestly. It's this thing, though. You keep saying ruin my life. But I'm not in the business of ruining lives. I'm in the business of making lives better. You know? So, I could ruin your life, but that's not me. Despite my audios, despite everything I've put out, that's not me. That's why one person said I should do gentle audios. I'm not about ruining people's lives. I mean, I could. If that's what you really want. It just sounds like that is what you really want, isn't it? But I do enjoy teasing you. It's really cute that you wrote that letter. I'm definitely glad to have you here for sure. Definitely glad to have you here. You are in a great community full of wonderful people, full of very horny people, but you are in a great community. It's been a little while since you sent that audio. Did you masturbate thinking about me? You can be honest.